Wake up to Woken on Radio 2.
Do you know, I haven't been awake or up and about this early since God was a boy. The crocodiles are still on the streets. That's Sarah Kennedy. She's a cut-up, isn't she? I mean, imagine getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and dressing for this program. I mean, she was in the full Valentino fig, the pearl choker, the old Tarara. I tell you what, the standards still obtain here at the old BBC. My heaven, it's good to be back. He lied. Plus ça change. Yes, plus ça change, plus c'est le même chose. The Supremes. I think I may have finished with that around about 9 years ago when they gave me my P45 and sent me on my way. Very little has changed here, lads. Mind, there's all sorts of new equipment here at which an old and rattled broadcaster could easily trip. And probably will. And probably will. But as I was coming in this morning, there he was. MDR, Managing Director of Radio, collecting the old milk bottles, as in days of yore. Collecting the milk in that disgusting dressing gown. And that air of shabby gentility that characterises the BBC senior executive. And I said, hello, sir. Tipping the cap to him smartly. Hello, sir. How are you today? And he said, hello, mate, how are you? And I said, well, MDR, I'm jolly glad to be back. He said, oh, yeah, he said, you been away then? Great to be missed. Get you right there. This is going to get you right there. Lionel Richie. Probably doesn't mean it. I hate these people who make raw mash of your affections. At 11 and a quarter minutes past 7 in the morning. It's all the new technology, as I said here. It's a bit frightening. There's a new machine, you know, as you come in to give you the coffee. You program what you want. Cappuccino, espresso, con leche, sin leche. And you press all the buttons and the same old rubbish comes out. It's exactly the same. It's 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC, in case you were wondering what you'd stumbled across and are sitting there aghast with horror. Good to see Batty Brenda. She was waiting for me. Yeah, outside the front door this morning. That's the mad organist. And Brenda, thank you for the card. And I will send greetings to our mutual friend Leslie Crowther, who I'm delighted as you are, to see is well on the way to recovery, and who won the gong. And there's nobody more deserving of it either. And there was a sort of bitter little piece, as one sees too often in the papers these days, saying, you know, he got it because he was injured. He didn't. He got it because he did an enormous amount of work in his 2 years as president of the Lord's Tablers, an enormous amount of work for handicapped and underprivileged children, and nobody deserved it more. Heavens. This goes back a bit, as far as me.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, and Don't Fence Me In. You're still listening to Radio 2, you persistent rascal. And if I'm any judge, it'll be 16 minutes past 7. I must be brutally frank with you, I'm looking different than when I left you 8 and a bit years ago. Slimmer? Yes. More distinguished? Yes. But also, wearing the bins. I cannot see me hand in front of me face these days.
Hello, I'm Brian Hayes. Next weekend, I'll be on Radio 2 with a new series. We'll be discussing the issues, great and small. I'm not just talking about them either. With your help, we'll try to make a difference. People in the news, crash courses on the complex changes taking place in our world, plus you on the telephone. Hayes on Saturday, next Saturday at noon. Hayes on Sunday, next Sunday morning at 10:30 on BBC Radio 2.
BBC Radio 2 Travel News.
Yes, thanks, Terry. What's called an interesting problem from Humberside, where apparently the snow is changing to rain, and it's washing the salt off treated roads, which will then freeze again. Good game. Some further problems on the roads. In Derbyshire, the M1 is down to a single lane each way.
Just follow to steps one, to two and three.
It's one of the reasons I'm glad I came back. All that stuff. All those... from the quondam days of my non-age. From the CD Eddie Cochran, posthumous number one, that was 1960. Anyway, how are you this morning? I didn't get a chance to ask you how you were. I mean, I've been talking about myself since I came. You must be thinking, I've forgotten about you. And I largely have. And here's a card. This is, why don't you consider getting cable television on your birthday? It's one of these little cards. There are over 100 stations to choose from, and Terry Wogan's on all of them. Thank you, Francis. The cheering word. There's another one here. I mean, another Francis. Francis Ann Thom of Martock in Somerset. Tell, oh no, not you again. Whenever is heard the old discouraging word. Occasionally, in the course of my discourse, and probably for the next 2-3 months, you may be aware of certain gaps in the free flow of the badinage, and that is because my hands are not doing what my brain tells them to. And my brain isn't in any great state either.
How deep is your love?
88 to 91 FM, this is Radio 2 from the BBC.
And the news at 7:30, this is John Marsh.
John Marsh. He read those American things as if he understood virtually every word.
Terry Wogan.
Eldritch Parsley, the Screaming Herb. And for 50 worldwide gold hits, just to remind you, that was the number one in 1962. No, I don't know all these things. They're not all in the back of what passes for me brain. I don't dredge them up. They're written down for me by Wee Mullen. Wee Mullen, the producer. And a little bit of a trail. Ken Bruce has an hour of Elvis on Friday between 10 and 11 to celebrate his birthday on the 8th of the 1st, 1935. I didn't know Bruce was that old. We've got something coming up in a moment that Elvis recorded as It's Now or Never by Luciano Pavarotti. Anyway, this is still Radio 2, and by heck, you're still there, Granny. It's 23 minutes to 8 o'clock, or as near as makes very little difference to it. If you wanted to... make me a phone call and abuse me in your normal winsome manner, you could always phone 0345-222-891, which is a familiar number to you. You'd be charged at the local rate, and it's Brian Hayes' answer phone. And if you care to give me a call on that, I'd be delighted. And if you'd like to fax your reaction, your excited reaction to the programme so far, or indeed in the future, the number at a normal rate on fax is 0714365247. And do not think that I won't be reminding you of these until you're heartily sick and tired. The letter came flooding in. So very pleased that you're to return to Radio 2. Started my day just the right way for so many years, and even still I get out of bed and fight the flab because you began the habit. From what we've seen, it's a pity you didn't continue the habit. That's the television. The television makes even slim people like me look just a tad overweight. Why did not... Oh, blimey. I thought we'd a thunderstorm in the studio. Well, you all know and you all love this. The matchless Luciano. And one of my favourite ways of doing fish. I'm over the moon that you're returning to the radio. You have nursed me through two gallstone operations in 1977 and 1981. I knew I'd turn out to be good for something one of these days, Diana. Anyway, how are your gallstones? Jolly good. Juggling them now, I'd imagine. Then, the kind of thing, it's very heartening, the heartening word from Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. This is Mr. Carlyle. He said, I'm writing to you because I'm at my wit's end. That's the kind of letter I get rid of as quick as I can. He'd be looking for money. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.